The Dairy Experiment Station gets more national recognition. Hello and welcome again, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. The University of Tennessee's Dairy Research and Education Center in Lewisburg manages one of the largest and highest milk-producing Jersey herds in the world that functions as a research herd.
We've been the top Jersey-producing herd in the state of Tennessee, and at various times have been in the top 10 in the nation. And this so happens for the year 2005, we were the number one herd for fat production in herds that had cows ranging from 80 cows to 149 cows.
Station Superintendent Henry Dallin says that distinction, which now spans over the past 10 years, and the research data associated with it, is making a difference not only for producers of Jersey cattle, but for all dairy breeds.
Udder health is udder health, whether it's on a Jersey cow or a Holstein cow or a Brown Swiss cow. And that's been one of the main focuses, is to improve the quality of milk by backing up to the cow and improving the health of this cow's udder as she is producing this product and in our methods of harvesting. We want to ensure that the consumer has a quality product.
And as a way of showing off their research and work, tomorrow the center will host more than 400 folks from across the country as the American Jersey Cattle Association and the National All Jersey Incorporated Association will tour the facility as part of their annual meetings that are being held this week at Opryland.
Including educational seminars by Dr. Steve Oliver and Dr. Neil Schrick, who are doing quite a bit of dairy research in Tennessee. And also we will have tours of the facilities, let these folks look at some Tennessee cows.
The Dairy Research and Education Center, established in 1929. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.